The condition of a Palestinian prisoner who's been on hunger strike for over 2 months has gravely deteriorated. The family and lawyer of Mohammed Al-Qiq, who is being held in an Israeli jail, say he has lost the ability to speak and most of his hearing. The hunger striker can just communicate through signs. However, they said Al-Qiq is still conscious and refusing medical treatment. This came after his lawyer visited Al-Qiq at an Israeli hospital to which he was transferred because of his worsening health condition. Al-Qiq was arrested on November the 21st at his home in Ramallah.
Palestinian journalist Mohammed Al-Qiq started his open-ended hunger strike almost 70 days ago in protest to his illegal detention by Israel. The 33-year-old father of two children is now in critical condition, but the Israeli authorities still insist to keep him behind the bars. Several demonstrations were held across the occupied West Bank in solidarity with the hunger-striking journalist. The protesters called for the immediate release of Mohammed Al-Qiq.
The Israeli regime is simply executing Mohammed Al-Qiq. It's a crime to leave a prisoner in very serious health condition, to leave him until he loses consciousness or to pass away. The first crime was imprisoning Mohammed. It is an arbitrary detention without charge or trial.
During the past few weeks, several rallies and protests have been held in the occupied territories and in Gaza Strip to raise a global awareness about Mohammed's situation. The protesters and the human rights activists believe that serious action is required since Mohammed's health situation is deteriorating day by day.
Mohammed is now in desperate need for support. The least we can do is to take part in rallies and express support, because this will help pressuring the Israeli authorities to release him.
He's at the brink of death in the hospital, and we really don't know if this would convince the Israeli authorities to release him or not. We will continue these protests until he is released.
Last Wednesday, the Israeli Supreme Court turned down a petition by the Palestinian Prisoners Society requesting the release of Mohammed. The Supreme Court has decided to keep him in administrative detention while monitoring his health. Palestinians say that Israel is gambling with Mohammed's life.
By continuing his hunger strike until ending the illegal administrative detention, this brave journalist doesn't fight for his freedom, but for the freedom of speech and all those Palestinians held in Israeli jails. Munaqandil for Press TV, occupied Ramallah.